Right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 in Texas at the same number. You know, Evan, before we go to the phone lines, listen to a little bit more of this article.
All right.
Most policymakers refuse to confront the hard truth that millions of Americans are being transformed into serfs. Like the serfs of the Middle Ages, they own almost nothing. For a large and increasing percentage of Americans, it isn't possible to buy assets like a house or a college education, both bearing 2022 price tags, with wages that haven't changed since 1982. Economist Edward N. Wolfe has developed the notion of wealth poverty or asset poverty. To be asset poor means that one does not have sufficient financial assets to eat, keep a roof over one's head, and remain clothed for 3 months without wage income. In other words, the asset poor have no margin for error, for stroke, or bad luck. The asset poor do not own enough assets to stand on their own 2 feet. And last, the rate of asset poverty is high and rising. Research shows that it rose from around 35% of Americans in 1983 to around 50% in 2013. We have no reason to believe that this trend has not continued into 2020s, making our situation worse.
A common number that's thrown out is $500. An unexpected $500 expense is enough to derail people.
But I think there are people in this country who don't believe that.
Sure.
Because they can't conceive, and people in my generation, they can't conceive that somebody doesn't have $500.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, man, you think I'm kidding.
I know some people that feel that way. Yeah.
I know. They think, well, if you ain't got $500, you have $500, man. What's wrong with you?
Bingo.
Who do we have on the line, man?
We got CJ from Stoughton.
Oh, CJ, what's going on, man?
Hi, Earl. I do have to tell you thank you. Your station, you guys, take my call.
Oh, listen, man, we're going to take your call. What's your response to what I'm talking about in a country, the richest nation on earth? America's still the richest nation on earth, and yet the people inside of her are struggling mightily. What's your take on that?
Well, I think those statistics that you just quoted reflect the falling apart of the family structure. It pretty much is mirrors.
No. So how does that have anything to do with the falling apart of the family structure? The fact that businesses haven't increased the hourly wage for their employees.
Well, I think they have modestly appreciated, but also inflation is a tax cut. Every time you go fill up gas now, Earl.
Hey, CJ, there wasn't any inflation. CJ, there wasn't any inflation over the last 15 years. There was no inflation. And yet people still weren't making a decent wage.
Yeah, it's just gotten really, really bad this last 2 years.
Well, COVID certainly has played a role.
Yeah, I know,
that,
but CJ, what do you think of the article saying that we live in a nation where, now going back to 1940, 9 out of 10 children would make more money than their parents? And less than 50% in 1985 would make as much money as their parents. How do you reconcile that?
Well, I tell you what, we have
whose fault is that?
We're in a competition. Education is the ladder for everybody.
Hey, there's not a lack of people with college degrees out here, CJ. Are you not aware of that?
They're not all that smart either. College doesn't automatically. Yeah.
What is their degree in? I mean, you know, each person is different. But my point is that the statistics speak so loudly. We're failing our kids because they aren't motivated to get an education.
You just nailed it, though. CJ, you just nailed it on the head. They're not motivated because there's no motivation. They're not seeing carrot at the end of that stick.
Where does that start, Evan?
I mean, to me, it feels like it starts with that lack of opportunity.
Well, it starts with the parents. Sure. And we're failing them. And, you know, it has to be instilled in them from day one.
Hey, CJ, you're not going to get me to believe that all these people who are graduating from universities every year don't have parents who have motivated them to go ahead and get college degrees. The point that's being made in this whole subject is that even with all those college degrees, the opportunities for people to live the middle class dream has almost evaporated.
And that's called the competition of the whole thing too, Earl.
That was competition. Are you telling me, CJ, there wasn't competition 40 years ago?
Well,
is that what you're telling me?
I've got to tell you, Earl, I've worked out in the field for a long time like you have, and the work ethic is not exactly what it used to be either. That's been instilled in every age group.
CJ, work ethic is a whole lot better when you know at the end of the week you're not going to be needing to borrow money.
That's exactly right.
I know.
And that's the thing. You nailed it too, CJ, in that they're not motivated. And that is the fault of something. And I think it actually comes back full circle to there isn't competition anymore. Not in that classic sense. Workers have no leverage to demand these things.
Well, you know, CJ, a lot of it is the fact that...
I waited tables and bartended while I went to school.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
You think there aren't people doing that now?
Pardon me?
Do you think there aren't people doing that now?
Oh, certainly they are, Earl. And it's tougher and tougher, I'm agreeing.
Now, let me say this to you, CJ, because at the root of all of this is they destroyed the unions. They killed the unions. The unions were the one place, the one thing that made it possible for wages to continue to climb. And that was destroyed by your people on the right. We got to go. Thank you very much. I wish I had more time. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Evan, I'll see you on tomorrow. See you guys later. Bye.
Take care, my friends. We'll see you, man. And then it had to go to twiddle his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his head, y'all.